for driving in with the Jeff and Jen Show and bring us along at work today for over 94 minutes of today's best mix at 9 non-stop on Star 94.1.
One Jeff and Jen Show member has had something weighing heavy on their heart for about a year now. And Jeff, it is all because of something that you did 1 year ago on the show.
Is this a for real thing or a for joke thing?
No, this is a for real thing.
All right.
This is a for real
thing. Like a for real thing or like a for real thing like, yeah, I have one of my cupcakes thing?
No, this is a for real thing because you did something last year, right about this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago. And this person is ready to address you about that thing you did.
Okay.
I feel like you can probably hear my heart beating into the microphone right now. I'm so nervous. But yeah, so a year ago today, exactly, actually, you read an anonymous letter on air. And I can't believe I'm already crying, to a friend that was in a troubled situation. And I don't think the listening audience knew at the time, but you had written that letter to me. And I wasn't here that day. I was actually in my car. And I was just listening to you kind of pour your heart out to me. And I was just in tears the whole time. And it's been a year. And I haven't listened to it since, but I've read it because you gave me the letter over and over and over again. So it's going to be hard to hear it again. But it's taken me a year. And I wrote you back. And I just wanted to let people hear what you said to me last year and then share my letter with you and then anybody else potentially going through something like this too. But we have the letter from last year, and I definitely want to remind everybody of it.
Dear friend, am I out of line for doing this? I don't know. I'm about to go in on something really, really personal. Something so intimate that I have never discussed it with anyone before. But I feel like I have to. I have thought about you every single day recently, and I feel like I need to trust my gut on this. If I'm being honest, I'm pretty nervous. I'm not really sure if saying something is the right answer, but I know not saying something is definitely the wrong answer. So here we go. I know he hits you. And I know he hits you more than you have admitted to me or any of your friends. You want people to like him, and you don't want people that you love to think that you are weak or broken and that you would stay with somebody who hurts you. So you keep this secret, and you hope he will change. But everybody knows. And I think you should know a few things, because knowledge is power. First, I don't think he's going to change anytime soon, and I think you need to get away from him as soon as you can. I know he regrets what he does. I know that he's really sorry, and I know he promises that it will never, ever happen again. I also know that you love him, and I know you feel like with just a little more time, you can fix him. And I'm not a therapist or an expert or anything like that, but I don't think you can. I think this is who he is right now, and I think you need to get away from him. Second, you didn't do anything to make him hit you. Sure, maybe you made him mad. Maybe you did something to cause rage. Maybe you even hit him first. But that does not give him permission to hurt you. I'm sure he's gotten mad in traffic. I mean, who hasn't? And if he's really mad, he probably smacks the steering wheel and curses out loud at the cars around him, even if he's in the car by himself. But he doesn't ram the car in front of him, even though he probably fantasizes about it. Why not? Because he has control. He can manage his rage. So think of it this way. He thinks more of that stranger's car than he thinks of you. Third, I know it only happens when he's drunk or when he's high, but he still gets drunk and high, and it happens. So this is still a problem. I think men who abuse aren't doing it out of rage. They're doing it because they want control. And why do they want to control? Because they know you don't deserve them. They know you are better than they are. So they play a game with love and punishment and fear and uncertainty and desperation and anger and forgiveness so that you're always on your toes. So that you're so busy monitoring him and his feelings towards you that you're unable to see what's really happening. unable to understand that not only are they bruising you on the outside, but they're also tearing you down on the inside, making you that much weaker and that much more likely to stay. So I know you feel weak, broken, scared, confused, but you aren't. You are strong and you are alive. People care about you, but they don't want to say anything because they're worried that he will hurt you if he finds out that you talked about it. That his control will turn onto your friendship and that'll make you even more isolated. So your friends remain quiet and hopeful that you'll realize the severity of the situation on your own and that you'll somehow escape his grasp. I know you love him. I know you want him to be good. I know you want him to prove you right. But the two of you are in a vicious vortex of bad. He will keep harming you as a way to gain more control. You will keep forgiving in hopes that the last time really will be the last time and that he'll eventually become the man you love. That's not going to happen. You have to break the cycle. The only way to instigate change is to actually change. So please, reach out to the people that love you. Tell them you're scared. Tell them you need help. They don't want to see you hurt. They will help you. You need some space to realize that those feelings of love aren't for the man he is, but for the man that you want and hope for him to be. And maybe that man doesn't exist despite all of your prayers and wishes and hopes, but the only way to truly see that is from afar. So do it today. Do it now. Just three words. I need help. You know who will help you. You thought of someone as soon as I said those words out loud. That's the person you reach out to right now. Your most powerful weapons are the truth and your voice. And both take courage. And I hope this letter helps you find that courage. I'm really sorry you're in this place. It's really awful. And I hate it so much for you. And I hope you're able to change it soon. But please know that I care about you and I respect you, whatever your circumstances. I just want you to be safe and free. And that's why I took a chance telling you this. I hope it doesn't change our friendship. Be safe. Hang in there. Jeff.
It took her 12 months, but Kelly Cheese wrote you a letter back. And we are going to hear that letter coming up next, right after Kelly Clarkson. She's going to read her letter. You okay?
Mm-hmm. Just crazy hearing that. Where I'm at today, it's just crazy.
1 year makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does.
Wake up, drive in, laugh out loud. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
1 year ago on the Jeff and Jen Show, Jeff read that anonymous letter to a friend of his. Well, Kelly Cheese just admitted to us that that letter was to her. And it's taken her 12 months to write him back, but she's got a letter for him. And if you are tuning in for the Shawn Mendes tickets, we are going to have those here in just a second for you. We'll have your backstage passes. But we thought it was important first to talk to Lauren in Fayetteville.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, good morning. So 1 year ago today, I did not hear that. I did not hear you say your letter or read your letter, but today I did, and I want you to know I needed to hear it today.
Awesome.
I have been in this situation. I know how it destroys you, and it can just tear you into pieces. But when you care about somebody, sometimes you have to let them go and love yourself more.
Cool. Well, I hope you can find the strength and the courage and all the positive energy that you need in order to make life better for yourself.
It's all in who you have surrounded by you. It's your support system. It's the people who love you. It's the people who are going to be there and raise your children with you and cheer with you all the way through life. That's the people that are your support system. And I had to lean on them a lot. And I still have to this day.
Awesome. Thanks, Lauren. Good luck.
Thanks for listening, Lauren.
You're welcome.
All right, Kelly, the floor is yours.
Okay, sorry in advance if I tear up at some point. I promise I wasn't going to cry. And I was going to try so hard not to because I feel so strong today. But, okay, here goes, Jeff.
Okay.
So a year ago today, you and I were having very different mornings, Jeff. You were here working the show, and I was still part-time, so I had the morning off, which was nice. I woke up, I headed to my car to drive home, and I was leaving somewhere that I'd probably told myself 100 times over that I'd never go back to. But there I was. I turned on the radio on my way home to see what you guys were up to, and I tuned in right when you said that you weren't sure how this was going to go. I had no idea what this was or what was about to happen, but I was intrigued because of the nervousness in your voice. It was different to me. And then you started reading your letter to your friend. I heard the first few sentences and knew by your tone this letter was written to me. By the end of it, I'll be honest. I was furious, but not with you, and I'll explain. I was humiliated and scared. I was mad because how did you know? I mean, I knew you had found out what I was going through mentally and physically, but I thought, and I'm sure so many others going through this situation think, that we're doing a damn good job hiding the fact that we've gone back to somebody who's so terrible. Because we're so happy, right? I know that you'd only known me for a few months, and my own friends didn't really even know what was going on, or maybe, like you said, they were playing along because they were scared too. But how the hell could you tell so easily? I was humiliated because at first I thought everyone listening suddenly knew something about me that I never had any intentions of telling anyone about ever. And then I got scared because my thoughts came through of, oh no, what if this guy's friends are listening? And what if they say something to him? Then I felt something new because listeners started calling in and sharing their stories. They were offering advice and showing compassion to Jeff's friend. They told you how badly your friend needed to hear this, and no matter how nervous that you were to read your letter, that you had done the right thing. The stories that I started hearing from listeners scared me more than my original fear of what this guy would do if he found out about the letter, because then suddenly the fear of what would he do if I stayed with him set in. The emotions in listeners' voices who had never met me hit me hard. And they had no idea that they were talking directly to me. And of course no one knew because it was an anonymous letter. And that's when I realized, although your intentions were directed at me, this and to help change my life, you indirectly changed the lives of so many other people in the same situation. You woke a lot of people up from something that I'm sure, just like I felt, we would never wake up from. You, after that, started reminding me that you are a catch. It's something that you said to me the day you found out the situation that I was in. And those words ring through my head stronger today than they ever have before. It's been a year, and I know I never said thank you for your letter. And I know I never said thank you for waking me up that morning. And I never said thank you for changing the direction of my life. But thank you for reminding me days, weeks, and months later, when you know that I needed it, that I am a catch. And thank you for saving me from that situation.
I've kind of changed my opinion on you being a catch you over the past year. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I think Jen said it. You know, we were talking a few days ago about the Proposity program that we're doing on the show, and you got teary eyed talking about us helping other people. And at the end of the day, you know, our goal with this show is to make everybody laugh and feel good and be in a good mood. But Jen and I both feel like this show is, there's a responsibility that comes with it. Mm-hmm. And so 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it's dumb, you know, spelling BB&T bits where we're making Kelly spell the names of
I'll make you cupcakes with breast milk.
Cupcakes with breast milk. Right. And all the silly things that we do. But we do think that there's some responsibility here. So I'm glad that I was able to help you. I would assume that your boyfriend, Ben, your current boyfriend, has written me a similar letter.
Well, I think it's really amazing to know that that was a wake-up call for you to hear that, mm-hmm. and that you really did put it into action and make changes and got away from the person in your life that was so terrible and was causing you so much pain.
Yeah.
And you spent a lot of time by yourself and reflecting and getting stronger and mm-hmm. And focusing on yourself, focusing on your career. And that's when a really great person can walk into your life, mm-hmm. is when you take that time to get a break from the negativity, step away from it and focus on your own life. And then you become this much more healthier whole person,
yeah.
who can meet another healthy whole person and actually accept that love and enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
and be in a relationship that's actually really supportive and healthy and good for you.
Right. And be open to it. Because I think when you're in that relationship like that or in a situation like that, you're very closed mm-hmm. from the rest of the world. And you think that you're hiding it. And you think that even though you're closed off, you're still like this happy-go-lucky person. So you like woke me up from that. And it's just helped me so much in new relationships.
Kelly, I've always known you as a very fun, outgoing person that just wants everybody around you to have a good time. So what you were putting out into the world, you weren't getting back from this guy,
right.
which is so frustrating, because when I would think of potentially your boyfriend or Kelly Cheese's match, and you're just like, oh, that's It just doesn't match up. And sometimes I've been in situations in relationships where I'm dating somebody that is just totally miserable and just has a terrible attitude towards everything. And you're like, that's not me. So exactly. I'm so happy that you've found happiness and that you've moved on.
Thank you, JP.
Casey in Gainesville.
Hi, Jess. So your letter that Kelly just read, hit me like a ton of bricks. And not just because of what it was about, but because last March, you actually read another letter that you had written, and it was about keep moving forward, and you've got this. And I had actually gone through my husband committing suicide. I actually called. It was my first day back to work, and that letter couldn't have come at a better time. And so the past year and a half has been hard, but I have kept moving forward. And that letter that you read the first time has rung through my ears, and I was actually thinking about it earlier this week, that I wanted to email you and tell you what an amazing difference it made. And the reason that I wanted to call this morning was not only to tell you thank you for that letter, but to thank you for the letter that that you wrote to Kelly a year ago, because I was in that situation. Mm-hmm. And that situation and him being so angry and having mental illness ultimately was part of the reason why he committed suicide. So thank you for all of it, and thank you for what y'all do for your show. You do reach, I don't know how many people, but you reached me, and so that makes the difference.
Lately, it's about 3 dozen.
All it matters is that it reached the right one, and Casey was the right one.
Yeah, cool. Thank you, yeah. Casey.
All right, well, thank you for your response, your letter to my letter.
Thank you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.